Quick disclaimer before we begin. This podcast is intended to inspire and motivate you based on real events. This is a safe space and a no judgment zone. Let's build our tribe. Let's pray. Our Father, in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For your kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Dear Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us another chance at life to seek your glory. Thank you for blessing me with the confidence to share my thoughts, the wisdom for the right words to say, and allowing my story to be a light in someone's life. Thank you for blessing us with a roof over our head, clothes on our backs, and the ability to see, hear, and walk. I pray that you cover my listeners and open their minds to help understand themselves better. Dear Lord, I pray that you bless them with the wisdom, the courage, the consistency, and the persistency to keep going. I pray that you meet every need according to your will and purpose. Heal the sick and continue to guide our ways. Dear Lord, I pray that you blanket this world with peace. I pray that you remove any doubt from our minds that the enemy is using to cloud our judgment by walking in a journey of seeking you. Dear Lord, you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You are worthy in all you do and continue to do in our lives. And for that, I am grateful. Dear Lord, this is your day, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. When two or three is gathered, you are in the midst. Dear Lord, only you know the plans you have for us. Plans to prosper us, not to harm us. Plans to give us hope and a future. Dear Lord, you are the lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Make any crooked ways straight. Dear Lord, you said, ask and we shall receive. Seek and we shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Good morning, Anchor family, and happy Monday. I'm just going to go ahead and dive right in. I'm not going to hold y'all too long. I do want to speak about thou art loose, which refers to being free of whatever it is that's holding you back from your past. It means to be delivered from the consequences of your mistakes, failures, and wrong choices, as well as from the consequences of the actions of other people. Knowing that today matters, you can't keep revisiting what you cannot revise. The enemy knows if you live in your yesterday, today, that you won't be able to change your tomorrow. Sometimes we allow our past to hold us hostage. Just because God hasn't done it yet doesn't mean he doesn't have a plan, or just because he hasn't done it in the past doesn't limit what he can do in the future. Your past should be a point of reference, not a prison. We always need something to reference what it was like so that we won't allow ourselves to go back to what didn't serve us in the first place. What was is not an indicator of what is or what could be. Allow your past to be your school that educates you, not a jail that imprisons you. God will let you live on whatever level you settle on because he has the gift of free will. God made a human being that he wants to make choices, not a robot to follow orders. Moses was comfortable not knowing. He had so much trust in God that he didn't stress to understand how everything was going to work out. He didn't have all the details. He took it one step at a time. And sometimes we think it's a lack of faith when we say we don't know. We think we need to have it all figured out. But once we take the pressure off and know that God has us in the palm of his hands, he's directing our steps. God doesn't give us the details because if he told us all he had in store, we not only be amazed, but if we saw what it would take to get us there, the giants we'll face, the closed doors, etc., we'll quit. I've realized how freeing it is not knowing all of what God has planned. Some things we're just not supposed to know. Not knowing how everything will work out is not a lack of faith. It's actually the opposite, because we're taking ourselves off the throne and we're putting God back on the throne. Knowing that God's plan for us is good, God will make things happen that we couldn't think can happen. So don't give your past too much power to overtake opportunities in your future. What you do have control over is the gift of the present and believing that God can do so much in the future that it makes up for what you missed in the past. Life is lived forward, but understood backwards. In John chapter 16, verse 33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Therefore, we are not guaranteed a world with no trouble, but we are guaranteed we don't have to go through it alone. The life we are living is disconnected from our truth, which makes us believe we're not good enough. We fall victim to a world that don't know its true value and connection. Taking action on what you believe is the evidence of faith. When you believe you are unworthy of God's love, you'll dwell in loneliness and depression. Generally, our thoughts are not our own. Instead, they've been adopted from others who will allow you to have a say. It's important to decide on what you want and then give it the attention and love it deserves to make it a reality. You must feel whatever it is you want or looking for is already yours, and you deserve it. Otherwise, you won't get it. Knowing your worth above all things is what navigates you through life. If you're continually thinking about the absence of the thing that you're trying to manifest, your energy has now shifted and you are then pushing what you want further away, especially if you think that you're unworthy of it. What I want you to take from today's message is grasp your worthiness and own it. I'm going to close today's message out with a prayer. Dear Lord, I pray that today's message falls upon good soil and that the lost comes home. Dear Lord, I pray that you plant a seed of hope and that their ears be opened and stirred up of good faith. Dear Lord, you said you would never leave or forsake us. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and can do all things exceedingly and abundantly. So it is so. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for tuning back into another episode. Please be sure to follow me on all platforms at It's Quadesha, and that's spelled out ItsQuadesha. My brand at Naked Body and Skincare, the podcast at My Fearless Mindset for all updates, and my YouTube channel, Quadesha D. If you want to support my brand, use code FEARLESS23 for 20% off. And don't forget to tune back into another episode next Monday. If you have any testimonies or questions you'd like me to share on my podcast, please don't hesitate to email me at fearlessminds.23@gmail.com. Thank you in advance for your continued support. And always remember to walk by faith and not by sight.